Toys, all kinds. You can come in for a while if you want. Ella May felt her shoulders slacken. The cars didn't seem so exciting anymore.
I can't, she said. I have to go home.
The boy sulked.
Oh,
he murmured. He looked sad, hurt.
What's the matter?
He shrugged, fingers plucking thin blades of grass from the moist earth.
Nothing,
he said with an awkward shrug, a thin shoulder grazing his left ear as his head tilted to the side.
I don't really have anyone to play with, and I was hoping we could be friends. You were?
To attract the attention of an older boy was one thing, but for him to want to be friends was something else entirely. It meant acceptance, approval. A form of validation were so much more than that of her peers.
You really want to be my friend?
She asked, unable to accept the notion as fact.
Sure. Well,
Ella May twisted to turn over her shoulder, glanced at her tricycle, her trike, and thought of her mother, who'd most likely be standing on the porch that very moment, a single hand to shield her eyes from the blazing sun as she scanned the street for her only child. Worried. Ella May wondered what time it was, if she was due for another spoonful of antibiotics.
Okay,
she said, unsure as she pushed up from the soft bed of grass.
But just for a little while.
Great! The boy leapt to his feet, his freckled face washed clean of the sadness her initial rejection evoked. Beaming, elated, he led the way. When they entered the living room, Ella May paused to take it all in. The cluttered space looked as though it hadn't been cleaned or vacuumed in days. Pillows and magazines laid strewn along a dust-covered throw rug. Bowls filled with potato chip crumbs and soggy remnants of breakfast cereal littered the coffee table. A mixture of smells hung in the air, like rotting food. Ella May felt a strong sense of unease. She'd never seen or smelled anything like this before. Her own mother never would have allowed their home to lapse into such a state. And a mess this vast? Well, it could have only been the culmination of months of neglect. She wondered how anyone could live this way. Standing in the center of the cyclonic disaster, Ella May grew more uncomfortable. Glued to the spot, she continued to look around them, finding no toys, no games, nothing at all suitable for a child's hands. She wanted to go home.
What's the matter?
She started, shoulders flinching, as if in reaction to a lurking figure leaping from the shadows, sights set on her. Her eyes flitted to the staircase landing, where the boy stood grasping the handrail. She'd forgotten his presence.
I should go home,
she said, feeling her skin flush scarlet. The boy looked so confused.
What do you mean? I shouldn't be here.
She was so nervous. Why was she so nervous? There was something about him, about all of this, that just didn't feel right.
Why not? Your mom and dad, where are they?
He guffawed as though the query couldn't have been further out of left field. He stopped to think. He said.
Mom's out. Dad's working. What's the matter? Nothing, I just...
Come on, he waved an arm, happy again. The rest of my stuff's upstairs.
Stuff?
Toys, the boy laughed.
That's what you're here to see, right?
I've got some great stuff. You'll love it. He turned to jog up the stairs. Ella May watched as he disappeared, then turned to look over her shoulder. Looked past the screen door toward the brightly colored racetrack, to the warm red steel of her tricycle cooling in the shade. She wanted to make her escape, but feared she'd hurt the boy by abandoning him. She couldn't do that. She truly wanted his friendship. She truly wanted a friend. Those weeks without the company of children her own age had been unbearable. More unbearable than the illness which kept her locked away. Her continued pleas for visitors may as well have fallen on deaf ears, for her mother refused to see how deep her loneliness ran.
You're highly contagious, Mom had said. Let's wait until you're fully recovered.
Now was her chance to make up for all the time lost, to make new friends before reuniting with the old.